is Alison Thompson, and welcome to Conversations with Authors. My guest today is Clem Muller, author of three recipe books for creating luscious vegan treats: The Vegan Cookie Fairy's Ice Creams, The Vegan Cookie Fairy's Christmas Recipes, and The Vegan Cookie Fairy's Little Book of Chocolate. In our interview, Clem talks about how she found a publisher, and she also has some great tips on how to use social media to promote your books. Good afternoon, Clem. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me today.
You're welcome.
So I'm going to go straight in with the first question. What inspired you to start writing?
Well, I used to absolutely love watching cooking shows on television when I was little. Nigella Lawson especially, she's my spirit animal. And I would dream of writing cookbooks and having my own show, like The Great TV Chefs. So I became a vegan in March 2011, after I researched the meat and dairy industry. But I also have a massive sweet tooth, and I simply could not imagine living without dessert. So I started experimenting with new ingredients, creating recipes, and I thought I should probably start a blog and share this information with other people. And I would see other bloggers getting book deals, and so my dream of writing a cookbook was then rekindled, and I started actually putting some things into practice, and I contacted an editor and she was willing to take on my project.
That's fantastic. So you've got, there are three books, I think that's right, isn't it? There's The Vegan Cookie Fairy's Christmas Recipes, The Vegan Cookie Fairy's Little Book of Chocolate, and The Vegan Cookie Fairy's Ice Creams. But you've also got an American edition and a French edition and an Italian edition, haven't you?
So for the first book, which was the ice cream book, we decided that it would be best to have two different editions in English, an American one and a European one. And this was my editor's idea, since she was handling that side of the business. It seemed to create a little bit of confusion, though, so for the next two books we decided we're just going to have one English version, which makes it slightly tricky when you have measurements, because in the US they use cup sizes and in the EU they would use grams. So we just had to sort of merge the two and make sure that there's all the information you need for both. And then I've also translated that book into French. That was the first time I've ever translated anything of that size, and it was a lot of work.
I bet it was, yeah.
And a friend of mine who's a translator did the Italian version, and there should soon be a German version as well.
Wow, fantastic. So this is the Vegan Cookie Fairy taking over the world.
I would hope so.
So that's how you got started in the first place. What did you learn during the writing process?
That writing a cookbook is a lot harder than writing fiction, which I do as well. You can't make up anything. Each recipe has to be detailed and accurate, so I would have to test and retest recipes all the time. That's basically all I do in my spare time. I've had to learn to keep a notebook in the kitchen while I'm scribbling down notes and creating a recipe. And when I'm just cooking for myself, you know, I hardly ever measure. But you can't do that when you're writing for an audience. And besides that, I would say being organized is absolutely key. So I wrote my first ebook while I was working full-time on an internship. And then I did the marketing for that when I started my master's degree, while simultaneously writing the next two ebooks and translating the first book. So funds were low, time was short. In hindsight, it was probably a mad endeavor, but I did it anyway, and I planned every single day meticulously, and somehow it worked out.
That's fantastic. It sounds like you're glutton for punishment, taking on so much at once.
I just really wanted to make it happen, and I didn't want to wait anymore, so I found a way.
Oh, that's good. It also sounds like there must have been a lot of tasting going on.
Yes. I did not go to the gym very frequently.
So you've got a ice cream and chocolate.
Well, thankfully, when it's vegan, it tends to be a little bit healthier. And mind you, like, there's still sugar and everything in there, but at least there's no cholesterol, so I don't think my health suffered too badly.
No, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. So you've mentioned that you had a publisher and that the books were out on Kindle. How did you go about finding your publisher and getting the books out there?
Okay, well, I happened to see an advert in Writing Magazine for a new publisher called Luscious Books. And I just sent a sort of query email with a few ideas. And to my great surprise, Tarja Mollis, the editor of Luscious Books, came back to me the very next day. And we discussed the project in person. And I immediately knew she was going to be more than capable of handling the project, because she's patient and nurturing and experienced. So I'm really grateful that she was willing to take on a totally unknown author like me.
So what sort of process did you go through? What did you do? What did Taya do in terms of getting your book ready?
So basically, I wrote all the recipes. That was, I just dealt with the food. And I had some knowledge of how you write a manuscript, so made it all look quite tidy. And then I would send it to Tara, and she would email me back with a load of comments and and everything restructured and nicely edited and formatted. And that's when you realise, wow, it is quite a lot of work.
Yeah. So you did the writing, you did the cooking, the tasting, and then she did the actual formatting of the book to get it ready.
I know she also sometimes tested the recipes herself.
Just
handy, because obviously if I'm the only one testing it, then that's not necessarily super helpful, because ovens vary, and I don't know, like cooking methods are kind of different for everyone. So it was helpful to have a sort of assistant in a way, even though, I mean, she's the publisher, not the assistant. But she's a one-man band, so she does the whole publishing process of it, and she put everything on Amazon, which was super helpful because I don't know how Amazon works with self-publishing. I'd never done it before, and to be honest, I never would have published my books myself, because it takes a lot of time to understand how Amazon works. So Tara did that side, and she did it brilliantly. There were never any glitches. And she also manages the finances. I don't do that.
Okay, that's fantastic. That she kind of, you do the bits that you enjoy. So you've done the cooking and the coming up the recipes and the getting all that bit done, and then you can just hand it over to someone else who can do all the complicated bits that you don't really want to be.
That was the great advantage of having a publisher like Blush's Books, that I could put my mind at ease, just do what I do best, and let her do what she does best.
Yeah, perfect. So what's happened since publishing the book?
Well, aside from me being even more in love with writing recipes than ever before, I can actually envision this as a career now, even if it's not very well paid and it's only like a part-time job at the moment, but I'm thoroughly enjoying it. So in a way, publishing the first book about the ice creams was testing the waters, and when I saw what people liked it, it validated my expertise as a food writer. So definitely feel more confident now. I've updated my blog as well to make it more professional, and I'm hoping to just keep developing that and hopefully make a little business of it. But that will be something for the new year, so that's still a bit under wraps. I'm promoting the two most recent books now, so the chocolate book and the Christmas book is going to be heavily promoted up until Christmas, because there are only 37 days left.
No, don't say that.
Oh no, that's Christmas
season
over.
Oh, scary.
And beyond that, there's the possibility of writing more books, although I want to take a bit of time to breathe after having spent so much time working on the three books. I can't believe it's hardly been a year and a half since I wrote the first one, so it's maybe time for a wee pause so I can think about the next one and plan it.
Yeah, I think three books in 18 months is going it some, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can imagine that must be pretty hectic. So what lessons or advice could you pass along to other aspiring authors who are listening to this?
Well, I would say writing is one thing. Getting published or even getting an agent is a whole other thing. I actually studied a master's in publishing, so I know how the industry works, but most people don't. So my advice would be, get yourself a copy of the Writers and Artists Yearbook, the most recent one if you can, because it contains tips on how to write a query letter, how to get an agent, how to come up with a good idea for your book. It really details the whole process of how a book comes into existence. And the recent editions will now also include more tips on digital publishing, which is really important. And I think authors need to be clued in to how everything works, because you also need to have an awareness of marketing. It's important that you know how to sell your book, because agents and publishers expect that these days. They don't want to do all the work for you, except if they're Tara Mullis. And if you're good at social media, that's a huge advantage. If you're not, learn. There are so many tutorials online.
It's very true. Yeah, there is a lot of information out there.
Yeah, because I've met authors who, they're reluctant to do public events, they're reluctant to do social media, but that's a hindrance to your career. Most authors, depending on the subject of their book, will need to put themselves out there and actually actively sell their products. And if you're not sure how to do that, do some research online, read other author interviews. Things like Writing Magazine are really good resources because they offer lots of tips directly from published and self-published authors.
It's very true. I think a lot of people think that writing the book is the be-all and end-all, that you write the book and that's it, people will buy it. But actually, that's only the very start of it, isn't it? And you have to understand that you have to promote it, you have to market it. You're competing with a million, billion other books out there, and you've got to work really hard to get your book found, haven't you?
I think a lot of writers think that if they have to do the marketing as well, that'll take time away from their writing. I would say try and enjoy the process. It's not necessary for everyone. I mean, I'm not a big fan of public speaking. I get nervous. But try and find ways that you can enjoy that, because your book is your baby and you want to make sure that other people know about it and that they understand it the way that you do. So that's enjoyable. And I think everyone can learn from that experience.
Have you got any great marketing tips you could pass on? What's been most effective for you?
I would say, because I used to think that social media takes up a lot of time, and I seem to be wasting like 5 minutes here and there all the time every day, I've recently discovered a little tool called Hootsuite. So that's Hootsuite.com. And it's a little website that allows you to schedule posts on Facebook and Twitter. So if you feel like you're wasting lots of time every day, you can just actually take half an hour every week, plan all your posts. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, no, that's very right. Very, very good. It is a much easier way to do it than frantically trying to keep up with Twitter all the time. Just have it all scheduled in advance and let it run, and then you can sit back and not have to worry about it. Is there anything else that you could pass on to other authors?
Let me think. One thing that I've been doing recently, because it's, I don't know if you're aware, it's National Novel Writing Month every November, and so I try and take part every year. The one thing that I've learned from that experience would be that it's a habit, writing. It's like a muscle that you have to practice every day or every week. So I find that having a regular time of day when I sit down and write, even if I think, God, I'm really not inspired today, I don't know what I'm going to write, just sit down and start typing away, even if it makes no sense at first. Eventually it does, and your mind gets into the habit every single time that you take that slot and you start writing. It will get better and better at it. So make it a habit, even if it is 20 minutes a day or 1 hour a week, do it, and I swear it will work.
No, just get in the habit of writing. I think that's a really good tip. Now, you've said that you think you might have more cooking books, but you're taking a bit of a break. You've talked about writing fiction as well. What are your writing plans for the future?
At the moment, since the blog is doing so well, and it has been since the books came out, I definitely want to keep writing on that platform because it's a way of writing regularly and keeping a connection with my readers. So since it has become slightly more popular in the last year and I'm receiving a lot of attention from vegan food companies, I like to focus on those partnerships and create dedicated recipes for them. For example, I've been approached by Suma Whole Foods, who are, I believe, the biggest Whole Foods seller in the UK, possibly Europe.
It's
quite impressive. I'm super chuffed when they contacted me, and so now I'm part of what they call the Suma Bloggers Network. So there's a few bloggers, we take some Suma products every 2 months or so, and we create dedicated recipes with those. They appear in the catalogue, on their website, on our blogs as well. It's been a way of making money out of my writing, which I know is something that a lot of writers struggle with, and I certainly did for a long while. So because I spent a crazy year writing, editing, translating books, I'm going to spend the next few months just promoting the books, reaping the rewards of it, and keep the work trickling down through my blog. As for the fiction bit, that's just something I'm doing as a hobby for now. It's so much harder to get fiction published these days.
Yeah, it's very true, very true. But it sounds like you've got plenty to keep you going anyway, plenty to keep you busy.
And there's possibly the translation as well. So the next two books, I mean the newer ones, the Chocolate and Christmas Vegan Recipes book, haven't been translated yet. So that's also something I want to work on, because I want my books to be accessible to everyone, or not everyone speaks English. And so like them to be available in the main languages, so French, Spanish, German.
So that could be a plan for 2015 to take over Europe.
Definitely.
Before we go, do you want to give your books a quick plug?
Sure. So if you're a vegan or curious vegetarian and you're not sure what you want to be making this Christmas, you're afraid you might not get options at the family table, I have a wonderful book of fuss-free, decadent vegan Christmas recipes called The Vegan Cookie Fairy's Little Christmas Recipes. And if you're a shockaholic like me, you should definitely get a copy of my book, The Vegan Cookie Fairy's Little Book of Chocolate. It is full of amazingly decadent vegan chocolate recipes.
I feel hungry now. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Clem. To buy her books, search for Clémence Moulin on Amazon. That's C-L-E-M-E-N-C-E, Clémence, Moulin, M-O-U-L-A-E-R-T. Or to make it easier, just look out for the Vegan Cookie Fairy. You can also visit Clem's blog at www.thevegancookiefairy.com. To hear more conversations with authors, visit www.theproofairy.com/conversations. I'm Alison Thompson, and I'll be back soon with another Conversations with Authors podcast. Bye for now.